Today is the 26th day of February. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here with me on this beautiful, beautiful day. So yesterday I had an influx of so many of you listening in for the first time, or you've been listening in for ages but you haven't really reached out. I just want to say thank you for reaching out to me. And if you want to reach out to me, you can find me on Instagram at JC May. It really is encouraging to hear some of your testimonies and hear what you guys are going through and how this podcast has helped you. And so if it has helped you, please share it with somebody and please use it to encourage somebody else. This journey is for everybody. As many people that want to be on this journey with us, I would love to have with us every morning. But with all that said, we're going to continue in the line of worship, and we're going to pick up from where we left off yesterday. And our verse of the day comes from Psalms 95 verse 1, and it says this: Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Hallelujah. Lord God, you have brought your salvation down to us. You have blessed us with your grace, comforted us with your love, and renewed us with your spirit. Our lives overflow with the abundance of your many rich blessings. Father, we praise you with our hearts. We praise you with our thoughts. We praise you with our words. We praise you with our hands. We praise you with all that we are. This we pray in your precious, precious name. Amen. And so this week we are going to deal with fear. And as we go through it, once again, I want you to be transparent. Once again, I want you to be open. And let's confront it. Let's confront what it is that you're afraid of. And let's confront what it is that cripples you in fear. And at some point in our lives, every single one of us has gone through this. Some of us are still going through it. But I want to use this week to encourage you and let you know that there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. 1 John 4:18.
Lord, have your way in me.
So that's our prayer, that Lord, you have your way. That you have your way in us. And whether it's a fear of losing someone, whether it's a fear of starting something, I need you to know that in His love there is no fear. And His perfect love, because His love is perfect, it really drives out fear. Now, the thing about fear is that you can end up worshipping fear without even realizing you are worshipping fear, because fear becomes the control factor of your heart. Fear becomes the control factor of the decisions you make, and fear becomes the control factor of the path that you take, because you end up playing it safe, and you play it safe for so long that by the end of it you think, what's the point? What's the point? It's okay to step out. It's okay to not fit in with everybody else. It's okay to not be normally, quote unquote. But when you reside, or when you live in His perfect love, it will drive out fear. It really will. And so I want to encourage you right now to give that to God. To really give it to God. Because here's the thing. If you're worshipping fear, you're not worshipping God. Whatever controls your heart, whatever sits on the throne of your heart, is what you worship. And if fear is on the throne of your heart, it means you worship fear. You know, the Bible talks about, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1 verse 7. So right here, right now, I want to encourage you to lay that fear at his feet. To lay that fear at his throne. Fear is a choice. And sometimes we feel like we haven't been given the choice, but a lot of us talk ourselves into things that we really don't need to talk ourselves into. That we really need to get into the habit of talking ourselves out of something, if that makes any sense at all. I know this may not be the song that we're about to sing, but I just feel God using 1 John 4:18 and turning it into a song.
There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. There is no fear in love, his perfect love drives out fear. There is no fear in love. There is no fear in love.
Yeah.
Oh, the one who fears is not made perfect in love. Oh,
I want you to be encouraged today.
Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine, yes, you are. The Lord declares that you shall fear not, for he has redeemed you. He has summoned you by name, for you are his. Don't you ever forget it.
Yourself with that. But now this is what the Lord says: fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by your name. You are mine. Isaiah 43 verse 1.
Oh, yeah. I say, Father God, we just worship you right now. We glorify you, and Father God, we place our fear at your feet. We place our fear at your throne. Every anxiety, everything, Father God, that keeps us from running to you, from running to our safety, Father God, right now we just offer that to you. Mayandaya bashandaya basikiti ribushanda ikiti ibushandaya basikiti. For those of you that are fearful of taking the next step, for those of you that are fearful of taking the next step, whether it's in your career, whether it's in your relationship, whether it's in your life, whether it's a business decision, for those of you that are fearful of taking that next step. But now this is what the Lord says: fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. I want you to hold on to that scripture today. I want you to remind yourself that you are His, that you are His and He is yours. You are His and He is yours. Oh my Andabashanda, Yabasikiti, Yaboshanda. Right here, right now, Father, we worship you. We honor you. We glorify your name. Because you are God. Because before we were even born, you knew who we were. You knew us from the womb, even before. And you knew that on this day we would gather together and worship your name. I promise you that as you worship Him right now, that everything in your life is coming into alignment with Him. You know, for some of you this week, God is going to really reveal His love for you. God is really going to comfort you. God is really going to let you know what it is to be His. And I just want you to be open to that. And I want you to be ready to receive that. Because it's going to be one of the best feelings in the world. It is, it really is. Come on, just begin to bask in His presence. His presence is all around you today. His love, His peace is all around you today. I don't want you to be anxious for anything. I don't want you to be fearful. I don't want you to think about it. I just want you to think of Him. We're going to dethrone fear this week. And we're going to put God back on the throne of our hearts. This moment. We thank you for this time. We thank you for your revelation of who you are. You are God. 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 Ayakata yabashanda yabasikiti ribushanda. You are God. You are God. You are God all by yourself. You are God. You don't need help. You are God. You are God.
And so, Father, our prayer this week is, thank you, Lord, that we are not to fear, knowing that you are with us in every activity and circumstance of life. Thank you for your promise to strengthen and uphold us with your righteous right hand. Thank you that you have said that you will never leave us nor forsake us. And thank you, Father, that you have redeemed us with the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and that we are your children forever. Thank you that our lives are hidden within Christ. And because of that, because of his great and precious sacrifice, we are accepted in him and clothed in his perfect righteousness. Thank you, Father God, that no matter what difficulties arise in our lives, you have promised to be there to uphold and rescue us. Thank you that you are forever faithful and that your loving kindness and tender mercies towards us are new every morning. Father God, we praise your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen and amen and amen. So once again, welcome to your new week. If you are new here on Heart of Worship, welcome. Please reach out to me. I'm on Instagram at jcmai, J-A-C-Y-M-A-I. And just reach out to me and just let me know that you are listening in for the first time. And as you do, thank you so much for taking the time out to do so. And so guys, if this has been a blessing to you, I would love for you to share it and repost it and put it up on your social media and just... let's just get the word out there that we have a family of worshippers here who worship every single day, Monday to Friday, in spirit and in truth, and we just really reconnect with God. So if this has been a blessing to you, please, 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 please don't keep it to yourself. Share it and tag me as you do. I love every single one of you. So with all that said, may flowers always line your path. May sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue. And may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Until tomorrow, I love you.